Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
Remember when I told you about my daughter's Instagram account?
Yes.
That there, unlike her other social media accounts, this weird thing was happening. Adults, men, were showing up and having conversations with her, even though it very clearly said she was in middle school. It's an account we use for sports recruiting. It's the only reason we have it. Well, I guess what they didn't realize is the account is me. It's her. She posts to it, but only with me.
Right.
I read it. I possess the passwords. It's on my phone, not hers. And I couldn't believe what these creeps were doing. I mean, it says right there she's in middle school. Well, it turns out that's the environment deliberately created on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. It's owned by Meta.
Yep.
Did you see this Wall Street Journal investigation?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to this. Wall Street Journal, okay? Investigative report. Instagram helps connect and promote a vast network of accounts openly devoted to the commission and purchase of underage sex content, according to the investigation by the Wall Street Journal. Pedophiles are openly using hashtags. They're not even hiding it. For people seeking underage sex content.
Okay.
And Wall Street Journal, not only does Instagram not even bother to go after them, their algorithms promote this.
Which is illegal activity.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're so busy deplatforming RFK because it would be terrible if anyone was actually able to see the 2024 presidential candidates. They just don't have time for the pedophilia. Listen to this. The researchers found that Instagram enabled people to search explicit hashtags such as, quote, pedo whore and, quote, preteen sex, and would connect them to accounts that use the terms to advertise child sex material for sale. And at the right price, children were also available to purchase for in-person meetups.
Minor sex trafficking.
I bet this is a lot where a lot of these 70,000 underage kids, illegal immigrants who've been trafficked in, I bet this is where they end up. They're being trafficked in for something. Believe me, there's a reason we can't find them. There's a reason the Democrat Party does not want to look for them. They're on Instagram. I bet you they're for sale on Instagram. We are going to read that. And we're not there yet. But the Wall Street Journal is on the trail. Instagram accounts offering to sell illicit sex material, generally don't publish it openly. Instead, they just post menus. They're open about it. And again, it's not like these people are getting around the algorithms. The Wall Street Journal goes into a lot of detail. The algorithms amplify this and push it at you. Guess who else they amplify it to? Kids. Not the content. No, no, no. They're hunting for kids. When you look at the absolute obsession of the Democrat Party with pedophilia, with pushing pedophiles, with getting pedophiles' rights, which we have documented legislatively, yeah, they are trying to do right now. That is fact. In Connecticut and Minnesota. You can't ignore the connections. You cannot ignore the connections. Well, Meta says that they have taken down a whopping, 27 pedophile networks.
Oh, wow.
Great job, guys. But again, their own algorithms are promoting this. Openly. 85% of the reports to Stanford Internet Observatory, which they track kitty porn online, are from Instagram now.
Bet if they said something bad about a vaccine, they'd get banned.
Yeah. And the content is just stacked. It is children hurting themselves. It is children and animals. It is children and adults. It is children and children. It is jaw-dropping.
If the Wall Street Journal can do an investigation and find this, why isn't law enforcement doing it? Why isn't the FBI doing that?
Well, they're too busy taking down RFK, you know. He says mean things about Dear Leader. We can't have that. I mean, again, this is the same Instagram that just banned. We have just seen the first presidential candidate of the 24-cycle banned. Gone. All he did was open an Instagram account, Lee. He didn't even post anything. Blocked. Canceled. Done. But this is cool, though. This would be fine. Oh, Pizzagate. Remember Alex Jones talking about that?
Yeah.
That there's this network of pedophiles that are being allowed to flourish by our political class. It sounded a little hokey. Pizza, 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 pizza. Do you know what two of... Wall Street Journal, not me. Two of the symbols they use to communicate on Instagram openly, one of them is a pizza.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One of them is a pizza. You could... and by the way, the article in the Wall Street Journal... if you want to read about it. So it's looking like this is it's like it's true. It's called Instagram Connect's Vast Pedophile Network. The meta unit systems for fostering communities have guided users to child sex content. Company says it's improving its internal controls. Oh, I bet they are. I bet they're not. And you know why? Why do it? Protection from the FBI. They don't care. By the way, they also use maps, the map signal, for minor attracted person. And if you think about this again, this is a group of people whose attraction the UN is now telling us we should celebrate,
oh, yeah.
We should protect, and that states and countries need, this is from the UN website, that they need to begin, you know, passing laws to allow the sex between the children and the adults. And children can consent, don't worry about it. So when you put it all together, you get a pretty disturbing picture of why law enforcement just doesn't seem real super interested here. Not at the federal level anyway. They're too busy, you know, censoring the rest of us. And the fact that you can buy a child on Instagram. What the hell is this? A third world backwater?
Yeah.
This is an absolute breakdown of society. Oh. Wow, you can buy a toddler too. Cool.
Good Christ.
That's fantastic. Again, Wall Street Journal. Would you? And here's the thing. They have separate niche communities for different fetishes. I won't even describe those.
Please
you can
don't.
Read the Wall
okay.
Street Journal
yeah,
article.
That's fine.
But this is what it's taken. And this, Stanford group has been trying to get attention, you know, on this for years. And Met has not been interfered with in any way. So, by the way, this is all illegal, just so you know.
Yeah. Every bit of just, this. All of this activity.
Yeah, just even sharing these images is illegal, but there's whole menus of them. And I swear, this has got to be why they're coming after, you know, they're popping up in my daughter's, you know, Instagram account. I'm like, what, pedo, go away. Creep. What's wrong with you? So, I mean, if you've got your kid on Instagram again, I mean, do you even know if your kid's on Instagram? No, my kid's a good kid. It doesn't matter. They will come for your child. When they thought I was my child, I got the messages. They're coming for you. It does not matter how well you've raised your child. If you have these apps, they will come. And your child's not going to show you. Probably embarrassed by it. I'll just delete it and go on. You hope. I mean, look, this is how I liken it too. This would be like, you know those kind of bars we have in some places of town? CD bars, the kind with bars on the windows?
Yeah.
Will you go drop your child by there at, I don't know,
no.
10 o'clock at night, drop your 12-year-old off, drop your 13-year-old off, just leave them there. It'll be okay. Come back around 2 a.m. to pick them up when the bar closes. Well, that's what you're doing. It's what you're doing. If your child is online on one of these apps, I bet it's all over TikTok too. I bet it's all over the place. Would not surprise me. So, anytime we want it to stop, it can stop. But we're going to have to become a civilized country again. And I, you know what? I bet this is what, I mean, if you're talking about a network this big, oh, by the way, millions of transactions with these accounts back and forth. Like the number of accounts they're estimating, right? And what they did is they went and interviewed ex-workers at Meta who had dealt with the, you know, who had been on Instagram, so they had some idea of these accounts. They're thinking there's at least 700,000 of them, if not a few million. That's just staggering, the size of it. They call it an ecosystem devoted to sexualized child content right out there in the open. You put those hashtags in, you go right in. And there it is.
Instead of spending money for a bunch of new IRS agents, why aren't we spending some money for some more federal investigators to do away with this, to stop these creeps and perverts?
They want these kids trafficked into this country for this purpose. This is what the Democrat Party supports now. I mean, look, we had whole hearings, remember, on the 70,000 missing minors, and dear God, where are they? Because remember, the woman who testified said, listen, gang members are coming to pick them up. In a lot of cases, the same gang members. And so you're like, where'd they go? I don't know. Well, remember who broke that story? That was the New York Times, okay? Has there been a single thing done since those hearings? It's been over a month? No. Democrats don't care. They want this. It's, you know, they're minor attracted persons. Who's to criticize? We'll just bring up a child from Guatemala. Pass him along. No one will notice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what season it is? Copperhead season. Four-year-old boy visiting from Tennessee with his family in the Highlands, North Carolina, was bitten by a snake when he was playing on the front porch of the cabin. And especially for little ones, that copperhead venom will really get you. He got, listen to this, 10 vials of anti-venom. 10 vials, and it didn't have much of an effect. He was in a really bad shape. He continued to swell despite the treatment, ended up having to be flown to the Children's Hospital at Erlanger in Chattanooga. So that's a mess. He was in the hospital for 3 days. He is finally home, so that is good, which is a good reminder about copperheads. They're out and about right now. They can really be a danger to kids. I mean, they're a danger to anybody, but kids really, that amount of venom, just their bodies are small. So you want to kind of be careful with that. Just a lot of great ways to make sure you don't have them. If you've got like leaf piles sitting around, clear those out, get rid of them. Snakes love those. The wood pile, other good place for snakes to end up. Copperheads love it there. At least tell your kids stay away from the wood pile. It's not a good place to play or run along the logs. If you see black snakes, do not kill them. Black snakes are awesome. I've pled for the life of many a black snake to my neighbors. Because if you see a black snake, what it means is you've got either rats, mice, you don't want those around, rabies, all that. Black snake will take care of those. Or you got other venomous snakes. They like to eat them when they're young, like right now. That's why you'll see black snakes around a lot. We actually have three kinds of black snakes in the upstate. One of them, the rat snake, does not eat copperheads. They'll even bed down with them in the winter. They eat the rats, the mice, though. So if you see one of those, you want to leave it, especially if you have kids. Just leave it. Let it do its thing. Because its food's around. That's why it's around. Nothing it eats is good to be around kids. But the other two kinds of black snakes actually do eat copperheads. So do not interfere with the black snake. Don't go out and kill it. I had a neighbor say, oh, I got to kill it. It's going to kill. No, just let it go. Let it go. It's okay. they're not venomous. They're good to have around. And if you see one again, of the two types you have, you probably got copperheads. You do not want your kid running into that. Neither of those black snakes are venomous. None of the three are venomous. They're all good to have around. So, you know, just a heads up reminder that Crash and I garden together a lot. So I am constantly reminding him because he goes out to take care of our plants. Do not stick your fingers, do not stick your hands where you cannot see in the plants, because copperheads like to get in there, because the birds like to get in there, because they like, you know, and the lizards and the frogs, and they like to eat the bugs that get in there. So if you've got a garden, place kids go right beeline to a garden. So will everything that's going to bite your kids. And that's not good for your kids to be around. So yeah, just a heads up about it. It is that season. It's nice outside right now. So everybody's going to be out there enjoying the sun. Texter writes, hey, Tara, black snakes are great. They ate our family of baby bunnies. I don't know. I like bunnies, but yeah. Just doing their thing. Texter writes, king snakes eat poisonous snakes too. Yes, that's why I'm just saying, you know, if it's black or it's black and white in the upstate, let it go. Just leave it alone. Texter writes, my shepherd got bit by a copperhead this time last year. Another texter writes, Tara, the resale app Poshmark is also facilitating child sex trafficking. They had posts up saying, welcome tot spotters and listings for children's clothes at $50,000 with pics of real kids. Oh, that's creepy. Another texter writes, copperheads also like to eat eggs. So if you have chickens, watch out for copperheads in the coop. A lot of people getting chickens for the first time because of the egg price debacle earlier, well, end of last year. So yeah, good thing to look out for there. Meantime, new survey says study. I went, oh, that's me. This is another one, movies. Did you see this? Do you watch movies with the subtitles on? No, I mean like English language stuff. I do. A near majority of Americans does now too. We're watching Succession right now. Content warning is all I can say. But the dialogue on some of these, like Billions and Succession, it's kind of complex. I mean, just to follow it, I'll have the subtitles on. Do you find you increasingly need subtitles? I thought I was the only one. I have trouble understanding some of the dialogue. You know what I think happens? I think that the production teams that put these together, these series and movies and pieces, they're so familiar with the dialogue that they know what the people are saying. They can't tell. It's like it's muffled. It's not clear. And a lot of times I'm like, what? And I go back 3 or 4 times and rewind and I'm like, what? I have the subtitles I can understand. I swear they don't enunciate like they used to in television productions, especially those who come out of Amazon and Netflix. I don't know why, but I need the subtitles. I get lost. And that's for American stuff. Is it just me or is it you guys too? Text writes, hey, Tara, my buddy Mike got bit on the heel last week by a copperhead. They didn't give him anti-venom. He said they told him, anti-venom costs $30,000 per vial. Oh, Lord. I can't imagine what the bill for that family, that four-year-old is going to be. This is why you just got to get it in your kids' heads about snakes. You just don't ever want to stick your hand into anything, whether it's the garden, the leaf pile, you know, whatever it is. Maybe if you've got, you're composting. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Texter writes, there's a great text about this. I mean, if you want your mind blown, read that Wall Street Journal pedophilia investigation on Instagram. It will blow your mind. And again, this is Mark Zuckerberg, creeptastic Mark Zuckerberg, getting busted. Again, these aren't pedophiles just making it onto Instagram and oopsie, they managed to slip right by the algorithms. No. The algorithms, according to the Wall Street Journal investigation, are amplifying the pedophilia on Instagram, directing it at people who put in the hashtags. Let me bottom line. They're selling kids. They're selling kids to pedophiles because it pays. Or maybe for other reasons that are even darker. I don't know. But it's out there and it's going on.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, there's so many more Democrat voters than there are the rest of us. If those voters weren't clustered around big blue cities where their votes are redundant, if they were spread out into the heartland, they'd never lose a race again. They know that. I am convinced that a lot of what you're seeing going on in blue cities is terrorism against blue voters to push them out of the city, both into counties and suburbs around cities, which tend to be redder, that can take those over, dilute the vote, and out of those states. Because they know, I mean, look, there's so many millions of redundant votes just in California alone. If you can make California so miserable that those people pour out into just about anywhere else around there, you're going to purple or blue it up. I'm convinced they're moving the herd. And I become more convinced every day. They're doing it through poop maps, crime, flooding the zone with illegals, flooding the zone with cartels, flooding the zone with homeless people, over 40,000 homeless people living in the streets of San Francisco alone, many of them in trailers. They just roll in, park. I think it's all on purpose. I think they're destroying their cities. Which brings me to this. Folks, the main part of this Lululemon story, have you heard the Lululemon story? It was missed by our side. Okay, here's the outrage. You might have heard about it by now. And by the way, this is what's going to be expected from CEOs going forward in the future. The Lululemon CEO, who is a woke whack job, fired his employees for confronting thieves. Then he did an interview where he stood by his decision. He's a good Democrat voter. He understands the thieves come before law-abiding people because they are a victim class. Right? So everybody was talking about it. He says, we have a zero-tolerance policy that we train our educators. They're called educators, but they're store clerks. Around engaging during a theft. You just don't do that. You just let them take whatever they want. Right? So there's some outrage about this. You might have seen the story. But that is not the key part of the story. As our side often does, we miss the key part of the story. The key part of the story is how all of this was discovered. Lululemon's CEO and his policies are literally putting the public at risk. Listen to what happened. The thieves in this case, the ones that the employees got fired for interfering with, the thieves were only caught after robbing another store in Peachtree City in broad daylight, 50 miles away from the original Lululemon store they'd robbed 12 times in Peachtree Corners, okay? So the alarmed public called it into 911. Police chased. They apprehended. When investigators called Lululemon for information, the corporate office refused to cooperate with the police. Think about that for a minute. Because they caught them, they're robbing other places. They want to build a case to keep the public safe. But you don't keep the public safe from Democrat voters. They're allowed to do whatever they want, especially if they're Democrat victim class voters, as all thieves are. Now listen to this. The corporate office only cooperated with the police after being threatened with criminal charges of obstruction. Wow. And the reason was because this theft ring had targeted Lululemon and they want to put him away using conspiracy charges, Lululemon will not cooperate. So now they were threatened with obstruction charges. Wow. So we're talking about woke CEOs now actively obstructing investigations into daylight armed robberies. And look, some online, I think it's brilliant. Brilliant observation. They're calling for Lululemon's business licenses to be canceled in Georgia immediately because they're a danger. They're a danger to the state, danger to people. Take your trash and get out. So that what happens was after the police called the corporate office and said, hey, listen, we're building a case here for conspiracy. This is a professional criminal gang. They're dangerous. They're armed when they do the robberies. We need you to cooperate because we know they have your merchandise. They've hit you 12 times. He refused. They refused. And so they said, well, okay, we're going to charge you with conspiracy too then for refusing. Watch this. This is going to become the new standard. This is going to become the new standard. You do not cooperate with the police when you're robbed. Look, they're legislating that in California. Did you see this yesterday? Yeah, Bill's working his way through the legislature. Clerks, managers, security at these stores, not allowed to stop the thieves during the process of the crime. Actual legislation. So we're talking about not just promoting theft, but protecting it. What have I been telling you? We have failed to understand the left. We have failed profoundly. Folks, they're not soft on crime. That was the 90s. This is viewed as a social right to redistribution. If you have a product and their voters want it, and you don't willingly give it up in what amounts to a redistribution, you are the criminal. You are wrong. That is how they view this. This is a social justice issue. If you possess a product that a Democrat voter, a criminal Democrat voter wants, obviously, if they don't possess it and you do, you've done something wrong. You should turn it over. Or you, get this, will be prosecuted. That's what the new law says in California. The one they're trying to get passed. They think it'll pass. They think they have the votes for it. If you interfere with the Democrat voters as they attempt to rob you blind, you will be prosecuted. Not them. You. Now, keep in mind what we're talking about here. We're talking about, yeah, everyday shoplifters that we've always had. Yeah, but we're also talking about the thing we haven't had before, which is the organized criminal retail gangs, some of them international, some of them coming over the border illegally, others just flying in who have cleaner records, who are operating now. The very ones that Target says cost them $500 million. Organized retail gangs. So this is organized crime. And remember the report last week from CNBC. They are so emboldened, these blue areas. They're beginning to hit the supply chain. They don't even just go to the store like, wow, there's more stuff at the warehouse. We'll just go there. So understand what these laws mean. You got to let them kick the door into your warehouse. You got to let them kick the doors in the back of your truck. You got to let them at every point in the supply chain. You cannot interfere with the Democrat voters when they are looting. Shake your head. But there's two things going on here. This is to create such misery and chaos and collapse that the blue voters move out, start bloating. They go to live in red areas to be safe, and they start voting there. They're spreading their voters out. They're moving a herd. They're moving a herd out. It's what they're doing. Guarantee it's what they're doing. So obvious. But it's not just that. Understand, these policies will go national the next time they get the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Instant. They go national. And you're living in California, and there's no escape. There's no escape. So we best win at least one House of Congress in this next election, or our goose is cooked, because this is coming to South Carolina. There's not going to be anything we can do about it because it's going federal.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, as we learned from the Wall Street Journal, the FBI not at all interested in stopping the literal selling of children on Instagram. Not kind of in the background, wow, they just need to build some better algorithms and tamp that down. No, no, no. Their algorithm, this is the takeaway. Their algorithms on Instagram deliberately amplify it. Amplify it. They're pushing it. They're pushing it. They're pushing the hashtags, and people are openly out there offering menus of kiddie porn. It is incredibly disturbing what you can get. And for the right price, Wall Street Journal says, you can get a kid. You can buy a kid. Rent one, really. They were able to go in and find it. It's right there. And again, the algorithms push it. Remember the whole Pizzagate thing, and we were corrected by the media. That's just a conspiracy. At this point, if the media tells me if it's just a conspiracy, I'm like, damn, it's true. Wow. You remember how Pizzagate was a conspiracy? Do you know what they use? One of their signals they openly use. They're not even hiding their accounts. Pizzas. Pizzas. It's a kid trade. Right there on Instagram. FBI interested in that? No, they're not. It's weird. No, they're not. What are they interested in that? This? We just learned. This is shocking. We just learned from another Twitter files, the FBI actively censored you on behalf of Ukraine. So how this works is the intel agencies of Ukraine don't like what I'm saying. So then my name goes on a political dissident list and the FBI says to Instagram, Facebook, and at the time Twitter, take that account down, and they do. They've taken down journalists. But not the child pornographers literally selling children on Instagram, according to the Wall Street Journal. Weird, huh? Priorities, I guess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.